This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arukel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the centenary celebrations of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh in New Delhi this morning. The centenary celebrations will highlight the legacy of the RSS, its cultural contributions and role in the country's unity. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will release a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS contributions to the nation. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its monetary policy review today. RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, began its three-day meeting on Monday in Mumbai to review economic conditions and decide on key policy rates. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra is scheduled to unveil the outcome of the meeting at 10 a.m. The announcement is closely watched by markets, businesses and policymakers as it impacts borrowing costs, lending rates and overall economic activity. In the previous policy meeting held in August, the MPC had unanimously kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.50%. Ahead of the current meeting, a report by the State Bank of India suggested that a 25 basis point rate cut could be the most suitable option, given that inflation remains under control and the economic outlook indicates further moderation. The interest rates on various small saving schemes has been kept unchanged for the third quarter of the current financial year, starting from 1st of October and ending on 31st December 2025. Department of Economic Affairs under the Finance Ministry has issued a notification in this regard. Following this, the Public Provident Fund, PPF, retains its 7.1% interest rate and the National Savings Certificate remains at 7.7%. The Senior Citizen Savings Scheme, SCSS, and deposits under the Sukanya Samriddhi Scheme will provide an interest rate of 8.2%. India-European Free Trade Association, EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, will come into effect today. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the agreement was signed on 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, and among them, Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement is a modern and ambitious agreement that incorporates for the first time in any free trade agreement, FTA, signed by India, which is a commitment linked to investment and job creation. More from our correspondent.
The agreement focuses on market access related to goods, trade and facilitation and investment promotion, market access on services, intellectual property rights, trade and sustainable development. Under it, EFTA's market access covers 100% of non-agri products and tariff concession on processed agricultural products. The agreement also offers binding commitment of $100 billion investment in India in the next 15 years. It will also facilitate generation of 1 million direct jobs through such investment. The TEPA will empower India's exporters by providing access to specialized inputs and create conducive trade and investment environment. This would boost export of Indian-made goods as well as provide opportunities for service sectors to access more markets. Vidhanand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Durga Navmi is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Durga Navmi, also known as Mahanavmi, is celebrated as the ninth and penultimate day of Navaratri festival. Devotees worship Ma Siddhi Dhatri, the ninth and final form of Goddess Durga today. Devotees observe the day with rituals like Kanya Pujan and offer prayers to Goddess Durga for blessings and prosperity. India started with ICC Women's World Cup 2025 campaign with a win against Sri Lanka in Guwahati last night. The Harmanpreet Kaur-led side overcame early hiccups and sealed a 59-run win via DLS method. All-rounder Deepthi Sharma scored a composed half-century and took a decisive 3-wicket haul. And that is the end of the news bulletin.